broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
I do kind of miss Chuck's golden pipes.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah, he don't come in anymore.
No, he hates us.
He doesn't hate you. He has
a
wife.
He does. No, he hates us.
Okay.
Why do you hate us, Chuck?
Chuck, come back and see us.
Maybe you abuse him at Cooper's.
Oh, he sucks at Cooper's.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He's horrible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just breaks everything.
Huh? Come on. We didn't have phone today because Chuck.
Because of Chuck.
Yep.
Huh.
Chuck.
Well,
he screwed everything up.
Yeah, because we didn't have it here either.
He got you too?
Yeah.
There's Chuck.
Jake, go on the phone. Hey, Jake, you're on the Fort Recovery Radio.
What's up?
You're on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Did you send me the price yet? Wait, hang on.
I can't get it.
I'll call you right back. Later.
We lost him.
I'm ringing wide open.
You are wide.
That was Nova, Ohio.
You have a day's worth of phone calls to get.
He's on fire. He's on fire.
You should have heard my phone once we got signal.
Oh, yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Wide open.
Yep.
Yeah.
Messages didn't go through.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night. It is pre-opening day.
Yes, sir.
We got good Reds highlights.
No, I didn't know there were any.
Ooh, ain't been for a while.
I think they were. I think they won a fourth of their games in the spring training.
And we ain't worried about spring training. Neil, come on.
So, where are we going to get highlights?
In the past.
Well,
archive.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but we don't do the Reds radio. Reds on Fort Recovery.
Why do we do that?
Well, Reds on radio. A lot of times it's kind of interferes with our regular programming, like Fort Recovery Baseball. Also, WKKI and WPGW both do it. And
how much did it cost us to do the Reds?
I didn't ask because I know we wouldn't be allowed to.
Probably a lot.
Because there's two of them that already cover this area, so.
They don't care.
Robbie Weaver.
Okay.
He covers her.
I think Fort Recovery will supply the announcers. And just do
okay,
it.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with that. Call up the Reds.
Send us down.
Send us down so we can watch Reds.
Yeah.
How nice is Salinas in baseball?
Ooh, pretty sweet.
Yep.
You like that turf?
It's pretty nice.
Are we getting turf?
No.
We aren't going to do it.
I don't think.
Because I'd heard, Calpe said that they talked about
they're
putting
kicking
turf
around still.
Well, it would be really good.
It's expensive.
But number one, like, you know, what would that cost for Montgomery to put that in? $100,000, something like that?
I think that's right.
And then everybody thought that was great, and then all of a sudden it needed work, and nobody had any money to fix it.
God dang it. I liked it.
I think they got them a tornado, and that might have helped them a little bit with insurance money, but
yeah.
But I don't think we ought to rely on that to get our tornado field fixed.
Their press box and their how they got it set up, we got to do that.
Is it nice?
Okay, so their dugout, like where Salinas dugout's at, mm-hmm. You go through a door, and then they have a batting cage, an indoor batting cage.
Yep. Underneath the press box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yep.
Yes. And the guys can get, it's just nice.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a door that goes directly from
restrooms,
their dugout.
Got their own restroom.
Into that.
Storage rooms.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Of course, it didn't help them because we kicked their butt.
Mm-hmm.
Nice win.
Yeah, it's a big win.
Big win. And they could turn and beat Marion 11-2 last night.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. And what people don't realize is, you know, we lost to Lincolnview 7-0. Lincolnview is really good.
They are really good.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah. Yep. So,
yeah, they got some pitchers.
Yeah.
But
and big game tomorrow, Greenville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be gettable, I think.
Are they gettable?
I think. Hmm. We beat them last year. I think Reese shut them out.
I think so.
Reese put on an exhibition last year pitching.
Yep. We've generally played well against them the last number of years.
Yeah,
against them and Salina.
A few years ago, they were pretty dominant, but I think now they're back to pack.
Yeah, well, you know they'll do well in their league.
Oh yeah,
and you know they'll be fine. So will Salina, I doubt if they win theirs because they got Defiance and a couple other biggies in there. But that doesn't mean that Salina isn't a really good team. That just means they're in a league with
a pretty good league
with some pretty tough team. Ones, kind of like we are. You know, we got tough tough teams in our league. We, you know, I think the year we went to state, we what third in the league or something like that. So you know what the heck, that doesn't make much difference.
Pretty tough. There's Cappy. Cappy, listening to us?
I don't know.
Beep your horn, Cappy. You're listening.
We're a little slow. We got 7 seconds?
No, I think there's 18.
We're here. 18 second delay?
Beep. It has to go. The signal has to go all the way out to California. Then it has to get sent to your provider. And then the provider is usually fast. Pretty quick. And
18 seconds.
Yeah, no kidding. Go to California and back.
California back.
Yeah. Where's Chuck? Chucky.
I don't. Probably home with his beautiful wife.
Chuck. We don't see him anymore.
I miss Chuck.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yes, you Malone.
You're gone.
Well,
Sophia, opening day here for the Indians, and Indians. We talked about Salina, and you know, we talked going over there. Me, you, and Cowpey. We you just don't know.
You have no.
You've idea. Had me. How many practices do you have outside?
Outside.
Yeah,
we have never been on a field.
So, think about that.
Yeah,
the first time the kids are outside.
Actually, that was the first infield they took.
Is that right?
Jeez. We haven't even taken an infield.
God,
that's amazing, Ant.
Oh, it's been terrible getting out.
Yeah, I had a thing on my Facebook that showed, you know, how they do like the flashbacks.
Yep.
And it was like 3 years ago. It was so nice out, and you guys were practicing, and I was like, man, we ain't had one day like that.
We've been on the band field a couple of times hitting fly balls, but that's about it.
Yeah. So you had to be Jerry. Hey, you guys were tickled after sliding game.
I think first game we were excited.
Yeah.
You never knew. Didn't know what was going on. Cody Shinnerberry had a great game. He really stood.
His curveball
was tremendous.
The whole thing, he pitched a great game.
He did. He really did.
He was impressive.
Yeah. So that had to be, you know, for you and Coach Kalp to get your senior to throw the ball like that. And what was impressive was the way we come out and swung the bats.
Yeah. I thought we hit the ball really well. We came out. Actually, I mean, Ian hit the ball hard a couple times in the middle, and that kid made two great plays on it.
But
I remember that kid from last year. He's good, that Maurer kid.
Yeah. Nice player. Very nice player. Yeah.
I think that was his dad that was up there in the press box with us.
And then we had Joe Homan hit the ball hard, hit one off.
Yep.
I thought that might go.
Yeah. I did too. Wind was blowing dead out.
If it had been warmer, it'd have went.
I think it might have.
Yeah.
He got a pretty good wood on her.
Yeah, he did.
Hit it pretty good.
And I just liked the makeup of that team. I thought Ryan Post, you know, he struck out the first two times up.
Yeah.
But he settled down a little bit.
Yeah, you could tell he got in there and it was like, okay, you know, I'm not nervous anymore. Let's play.
Right.
Yeah. He knows he's better than that.
Yeah, I think so.
Those might be the
ball
only,
hard.
He looks like a leadoff hitter.
He does. Absolutely. Yeah. He's got good speed. And
we got to get him on.
And And you know, you talk about Ian and Riley Post.
Regan had a nice play out in center. He had a couple nice plays out there. That's what it's going to be about for us this year. We just can't make any mistakes. We just got to go out there and balls that we can catch, we got to catch, you know, and we got to throw behind runners and get some outs here and there that we shouldn't have, maybe. But And maybe our defense will keep us in there. And our hitting, so far, ain't been bad.
Right. What about, I was really impressed with Garrett Fowler.
Oh, yeah. He's got a cannon back here.
But the way he just, you know, he's just smooth back behind the dish.
Yeah, very smooth, yeah. He had, Joe struggled a little bit late there. He was getting tired last night, and he bounced the ball, I don't know how many times, and that ball never got by Garrett. And he had run at third base. He does a great job blocking the ball. He threw another runner out last night.
Yep.
I mean, he just guns him out.
I was talking to a guy last night when the runner was on first base. He said, he's going to go and he's fast. He went and he was out by 5 feet. And that guy said, that's an arm.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a nice looking catcher.
He could pitch too.
Yeah, you say he's got a cannon.
He throws the ball hard. You know, he may end up before we're all said and done. You never know. He might be our closer.
Right.
He might be a guy.
Because you put Cody back there.
Right. Flop Cody back there.
Does he want to pitch?
I think a little, maybe.
But the problem that generally have of a catcher pitches is that makes it hard for him to if he's thrown a bunch of pitches, it's hard for him to get that throw to second base the next day.
That's a big thing. I get a little worried about that. But,
but if he goes in and throws 10 pitches and shuts them down.
That's big to have, too. Having a catcher that people can't run on, that's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Last night, I think we had that's a good team.
Yeah.
We played last night. Lincoln View, they got some good players, and they're stacked full of seniors. You know, it kind of reminded me of our team last year.
Yeah,
they got about
two of their.
I was listening.
Yep.
And I thought I heard we had three runners picked off first. And I don't know if that's true.
It was.
And who's first base coach?
That'd be me. I wasn't too happy about it either.
Did the kid have a good move?
Oh, yeah. I thought he balked every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He would actually lift that leg and move it just a little forward, and then he'd go at us. And every time he moved forward, our guys would extend out to, you know, get your secondary lead, and he'd drill. He got us. The first one I walked out, I asked the ump. I said, he went forward. I said, you can't do that. Well, it's real close. It's real close.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's real close. I said, he went forward. I said, he's deceiving the runner. I said, that's a balk. Well, it's real close. You know, I'll kind of keep an eye on him. But he was behind, in between, you know, behind the pitcher, so you can't see it.
Right.
I mean, I'm standing there looking at it. And every time a kid, he'd throw over, when I knew we were done, I mean, but it was he went forward. He committed to go a little bit to the plate. And, oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But I also thought, I told Jerry, I thought when we did get guys on base, he wasn't as good from the stretch. So, I thought we could get him, you know, and we did hit him. I mean, we hit him. He threw hard, but we hit him. But, oh, man, we just, those three pickoffs, that was, but one of them we got away with because Ryan
got him out,
he got down second. Got there, but still, pretty good team.
Yeah. And then we're back in action tomorrow, Greenville Green Wave up here at Fort Recovery tonight.
Yeah.
And I think that the weather's going to hold off and we'll go get this game in.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you practice outside today?
Actually, they did. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They do a Raptor school deal.
Diamond in good shape?
It's wet.
Yeah.
In front of the plate, it's bad. Home plate.
Calpe said he was going to mow. Did he?
He said that last night. He said, I'm going out tomorrow night and mow. And I went by yesterday, and I think maybe Kevin will.
Yeah.
Somebody was out there on a rider. So I think they probably got the outfield done anyhow, hopefully. But I was like, we talked about that the other day going to the game. I think maybe a push mower would be the only way you'll mow that infield.
Yeah.
Right in front of home, between a pitcher and the catcher.
Well, you remember last year we had that soggy, we tried to put some dirt in there and didn't work out too good.
Didn't work very good.
Killed the grass.
And I don't know, we put the cover on it last week, and I don't know that maybe the ground being froze and that cover on the top, maybe it kind of heated up and then all that water came up.
Yeah.
But it was sloppy. I know that for sure.
Yeah, it was sloppy. Hey, we're going to take a break. It's 8:13. We're going to come back with Sports Talk. Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Mark.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Baseball season is here, and here are the games scheduled for the rest of this week. Our Indians are now 1-1 to start the season, and tomorrow they'll host Greenville. On Friday, our Indians will go to St. Henry in a non-league game. Saturday, the Indians will host the always tough Crestview Knights in a single game starting at 11. It's baseball time. Tomorrow, the Indians will host Greenville. Friday, they play at St. Henry in a non-league game. Saturday, they host Crestview in a single game starting at 11. Get out to as many games as you can to support our Indians, but if you just can't get to all the games to help cheer them on, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're talking Indian baseball. We're talking bracketology, and I just opened up to bracketology.
Yes.
And we got some really good prizes this year.
Yep.
The only problem is we're only going to give the prizes out if we like the people who win.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
No, that's good, because you like everybody anyway, Bob.
I don't like anybody at the top of the leaderboard. Randy Diller's leading with 560 points.
You like Randy?
I'm not really a big fan.
No, really?
Yep. No. Toby Metzger, I despise that guy. He's second.
He's second.
Brandon Rogers is tied for second with Toby.
Yep.
And then we got a cheater, Pork.
Pork's cheating.
How's Pork cheating?
He's a cheater.
Oh, okay. That explains it then.
Greg Collig.
No. You don't know nothing about basketball.
Cody. Cody is sixth.
No.
No, he's tied for fourth. Pork, Greg Collig, and Cody are tied for fourth. Kimball, 1975.
Kimball. Ain't sure about that one.
I don't know. 1975. Kimball.
Could that be Kim Day? Kimball?
I don't
never heard anybody call him
who
Kimball.
Who graduated in 75?
75 would have been.
Born in 75. 75.
Yeah, that's true. Born.
Yeah, that might be.
75 and 19. How much is that?
75 and 19.
That's 39.
Yeah. 75 and 19 is not 39.
Yeah.
That's 94.
What?
75 and 19 is 94.
39.
Okay, 39.
75 is 25, and 19 would be 44 years old.
That'd be 44. Track.
Kimball, 1975. If you're listening, they got Tennessee to win it all. They can't win it all.
Maybe they win it all.
He's a winner.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
Or she.
Or she's a
winner.
Kelsey Renee. That ain't Cody's wife.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Big Fee tied for seventh.
Hanging in there. Yes, sir.
The Feelies are
rocking.
You got three people in the top seven.
Yeah.
I always knew that Feely family knew their sports.
And Kim is it? Kim,
she's 21st.
Kim in?
Yeah.
She's 21st.
Yeah. She was ahead of us.
Chris Shans. Erica. Erica's in there every year.
Every year.
Erica is a genius.
She needs to go out to Vegas.
Yep.
And bet the book.
She always does good in this.
She does do good in this.
Here we got an ESPN fan, 419-7816. So we have to find out. Kyle Dews is in 13th. Kelsey Link. Chelsea Collig. Ashley, 1. I think that's Ashley Greasup.
Ashley Greasup?
Yep. Elijah Leonards. Big Eli.
Big Eli.
Tied for, he's in 15th, tied with Brewer the Dog.
Hey, all Brewer right. the Dog in there.
Kendra Seifring.
Kendra.
I like it.
Kendra's got Gonzaga.
Mmm.
Ooh. She might be.
They're probably not allowed with Gonzaga.
Brandy now. Diller's got Gonzaga.
Oops. Well, you ain't winning.
No. Donnie Wehrkamp. Val Fortkamp's got Tennessee. Lauren Day. Kim Feely's 22nd. She got Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Wait a minute. She might be the only Kentucky.
Wow.
She is the only Kentucky.
Ooh, Kentucky pulls it off.
Kim, this is big.
That's big.
Oh, that'd be terrible for us.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that would not.
Who do you have winning it, Bob?
I got Duke because I'm an idiot.
Well,
Macy Day. First of all, we got 50-some people in this thing. Every year, man, we get a lot of people in that, don't we?
Yep.
Good stuff.
And we got some, gift certificates. We got all kinds of stuff to give away. We're working on the top prize. We can't announce it yet because it's not finalized, but we think we got something really cool to give out. So
what we thought might have been the top prize is pretty nice. And I was able to win one of these at the baseball thing.
What you got?
From Hastings Auto Sales. A wash and wax job, a professional wash and wax job.
We'll get her done for
That's
you.
$85 worth, man.
$85.
And they do an outstanding job.
Are you giving that away in this thing?
Yep. He just brought her in right there.
Baseball. Yep. One for this.
And I won for the baseball. So.
And Neil won for the baseball.
All right.
Yep.
By the way, great job Saturday with that. Had a nice turnout. Made good money.
Yeah, we made nice money. And appreciate everybody that came out, donated a little money to us.
Almost had a 300 game.
Yeah.
How about that little kid?
Yeah.
Wasn't that neat?
Cole Mullenkamp.
Did a
freshman.
Yeah, bowling.
He would have gotten if everybody hadn't cheered when he got his 10th one.
Yeah.
He had no idea.
I don't think he liked that.
He had no idea that it was a big deal. He had no idea that people were watching him.
As soon as he
got that 10th one, everybody cheered and he turned around and thought maybe Elvis walked in because he didn't know what they were cheering about. He was cool, calm, and collected till then.
He was the main event there.
Yeah.
No, we turned out a great crowd.
Yep.
Turned out good. Thank Cody for getting a couple guys there, a couple teams there on the late shift for me. And ended up, I think, four or five teams on the late shift, too. So turned out to be a great night.
Perfect. Yeah, well job. And I think everybody had a lot of fun. And Spencey won the 50-50 and donated back. Spencey, God love you.
I donated most of it back. I had to keep some because I'd spent too much on food, beer, and 50-50 tickets.
Well, that's all right. You've got to keep a little bit.
So I had to keep a little bit so I could pay my bill.
So you go home. You want to eat.
Then my Jared coming after me.
I donated everything back, but I'm doing dishes.
Yeah, I got to go do dishes for Spider.
And we want to thank Corey and Jared for them guys are awesome about stuff.
I'll tell you what, they do a great job. They give us a bunch of kickbacks on the bowling part and even give us some money from the drinks and stuff they sell, which is just absolutely fantastic.
Those guys are great.
We had a great time, and I think we'll probably make it an annual. This is our second one. It went pretty good again.
Right. Yeah, it's easy money maker, and everybody has a fun time doing it, so that's great. So getting back to the Indians feed, and we talked a little bit about we're 1-1. We got Greenville tomorrow up here. And and one thing that we addressed and you've talked about it a number of times is we're arm short.
Oh, we are. We've got three kids that we were expecting to eat up some innings for us, which is Kobe Wendell and Riley Will and Ryan Post. And all three of them got some sore arms. So right now, they're not cleared to go. So some of these other guys are going to have to suck it up. And I tell you what, Joe did a great job last night. He threw 90 pitches, I think.
Yeah.
Threw a lot of pitches. I mean, he was getting tired, wore out a little bit. But I tell you what, that's a great job by him. You know, you got to suck it up when you're hurting a little bit.
And who come in for Joe?
And then Cole Greasy came in.
Okay.
And actually did a great job.
Yeah.
He came in and might be a record, too. He came in, I think he threw 7 pitches, never threw a strike, and got to third out of the inning.
Well, that's great.
Garrett followed through the guy out of second base. Yeah. Perfect. But then he came back second inning, and I think he did a great job. He kind of settled down a little bit, threw strikes. He's actually got a nice little curveball. Yeah. He was working really good last night, and he's got a knuckleball.
The knuckler? Charlie off.
It's pretty nasty when it works.
Yeah.
But he's such a neat kid because his arm is anywhere. It could go anywhere, you know. It reminds me of George Thomas.
Yeah.
He used to play softball with George. You have no idea where the ball's going to go.
But it's coming. Field. Yeah.
But he's got a rifle.
Yeah.
And he threw one about 4 feet behind the batter last night on one pitch. And he always apologizes.
Yeah.
Every time he does it, he throws the ball bad. He tells Garrett, I'm sorry. Garrett came out after the game and said, Cole, you don't have to apologize to me when you throw a bad pitch. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You know, it's great when you see the youth of that.
Yeah.
We are freaking young.
We're young.
Yeah.
Very, very young.
We have a senior.
Yeah. Wow. And he just, and it's fun. And I told him that last night. I said, I get a kick out of it because he's just smiling all the time.
Yeah.
And then Lenny started, things were going pretty good. And he was smiling bigger yet. You know, this is awesome. So that's great. That's great to see.
We have, a lot of fun doing what we do and announcing and stuff. And Riley Post is one of those kids that, you know, you just sit and talk to him and just have a lot of fun with him. And all the Post boys are like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm at the mill yesterday and Evan was walking in, you know, working. And I said, did you talk to Riley? Yeah. He said it wasn't too good. and we got the giggle. You know how Evan is. He's, you know, he faced three batters or he got three outs.
Yep.
walk seven and hit three. And Evan was like, and we all know that Riley's going to be, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's one of the best players on our team.
Yeah, he's a player, no doubt about it.
But, you know, it's one of those deals where he ain't done it.
Was it last year one of the very first games, the first time they pitched, I believe it was Reese that couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah.
One of the guys that we ended up, you know, being one of our good players, couldn't throw a strike that first time they went out there. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what with that. And it almost was like he had a couple pitches that were close and the umpire didn't give him any calls. And please give me a strike here.
There are a couple that I thought he had called strikes for their pitcher and maybe our pitcher too. And he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how that works. It just seems like, and then Cody seemed like he could throw it anywhere and it was a strike.
Yep.
I mean, it's just some of them umpires, I think they just kind of like one kid and then they don't like the other kid. And it's just like, that's the way I'm going to call it, whatever. Riley will be back. I ain't worried about him at all.
Yeah, nope, not at all.
Not at all.
And folks, we play Greenville tomorrow up here at the Fort and get out there to support the Indians. If not, it's going to be on Fort Curry Radio.
Yep.
As all the baseball games are. I don't know who's going to have it on yet with the Reds being on opening day. Calpy's going down. Somebody will be on there. Yep. It could be the Golden Pipes of Neil Spencer.
That Golden, yeah. Golden.
So Indian baseball will be on tomorrow night. Listen, Indians in Greenville, and Indians try to get win number two. And then Friday, we have a non-league game against the Center Redskins fee, and that's going to be a tough one.
It'll be a toughie. I mean, I think they're going to be really good again this year. They lose a whole lot, and I'm sure. Well, they did lose their coach, though.
No, Dorner's back.
Is he back?
Yeah, I think he's still back.
Okay, he just quit the school part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Dorner's still coaching.
Yeah, he's a general manager of the Mariners, but I don't think he quit doing the high school. I'm real sure he didn't. I didn't actually look at their roster. But.
And then Saturday at noon, we play Crestview up here.
Who's all 11.
Yeah. 11, and weather sounds horrible for the weekend.
Right now, it sounds like if you're going to come out and watch us, you better get out here tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow night will be a fun one to watch.
And, that's exactly right.
Greenville's always a pretty good team, too. So that'll be a great game for us.
That's exactly right. We're going to take a break, bottom of the hour.
Yep.
We're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cincinnati Reds. And we're going to have an early show tonight, folks, because it's opening day tomorrow, and we got to get rested up.
We got to get ready.
Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. The Fort Recovery Community Club will be having their first annual bowling bash on Saturday, March 30th at Miracle Lanes. It'll be a 9-pin no-tap tournament, and it starts at 2 o'clock. Get your 5-man team together and call or text PORK at 419-852-5822 or call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. If more than 8 teams sign up, they'll add another shift at 6 o'clock. This promises to be one of the most fun events of the year. The Community Club's first annual bowling bash, Saturday, March 30th. Get your team signed up now. Call Miracle Lanes or call or text Pork Work Camp at 419-852-5822 and get in on the fun.
I like dreaming. Because dreaming can make you mine. Hey. Who sings that? Bobby Goldsboro.
No, it's not Bobby Goldsboro.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty sure it's not. But
who is it?
Bobby Goldsboro.
Can't come up with who it is.
Honey, I miss you. That's Bobby Goldsboro.
But I'm being good.
I'm going to cry. Keep going.
And I long to be with you. If only I could.
Oh, you guys, that's beautiful.
Sweet, harmony. We're harmonized.
That's Bobby Gold. What's Bobby Goldsboro's biggest hit? Honey?
That might be it. He's got, what else he got? He got a couple other ones.
I know he does. He's got a big one. Yeah. Bobby Goldsboro.
I'm looking it up here. It should be. Little green apples, watching sky
God
grow.
Didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Minneapolis in the summertime. Is that one?
Yep. That's watching Scotty grow.
Watching Scotty grow.
I don't think that's it. But
he's crying. He always has crying.
See the funny little clown?
Oh, that's another cry one.
What's this one?
See the funny little clown?
See the funny little clown?
You ever heard this song?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I used to have this day.
No, you did not. You'll never get that. You'll never have another friend if they know you.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Yeah, he had a really nice voice.
He was a handsome dude.
Okay. Yeah, he was handsome. Probably was.
Yeah. I think my mom always liked Bobby Goldsboro.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be exactly right in her wheelhouse, I'd say.
Yep. If she liked him and
Engelbert
Humperdinck.
The Humperdincker.
Yeah. And one other guy.
Elvis.
Tom Jones.
Everybody likes Elvis.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Chester does a great Tommy G.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Tom Jones.
Yeah. Tommy Jones.
Tommy. Pussycat.
Pussycat. That's Ooh. Tommy Jones?
Yep.
Really?
Whoa, 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 what's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of money.
That's actually the words to this song?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he sold copies of this?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's from a movie. What's new, pussycat?
Really?
Yep. Now, this was an old ballad that he did.
You do know these songs.
I know them all.
This was the only Tom Jones 45 I bought, I think.
What's the song we always sang, Tom Jones?
This one.
No, we were good at
Delilah?
Delilah.
I want Delilah.
Yes. Oh, I love this song.
We used to rock that.
People used to love it. But see, the problem is... because most of the people that we'd sing this to are dead now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it was 20 years ago, and them people that used to love that song.
They loved that song.
Yeah. We're going to have a karaoke night sometime soon.
Okay. We do need one.
Are we allowed to play music anymore?
We'd have to ask Chuck. He knows the rules.
Chuck?
I'm not sure.
I hate Chuck.
He won't come in. He hates us.
Does he listen?
I don't know.
Nope.
Are he your employee?
Well, I wouldn't say he's my employee because I don't pay him anything. He won't let me.
Yeah, I don't know. 419-852-9201 if you want to talk sports.
Yep.
We're on here till the top of the hour tonight.
Hastings Hotline, 419-516-0702.
There's a good song. Play this sucker.
That's a good one. Tommy.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa. See, now this is good stuff right here.
Yep.
A little lady, and the lady is mine.
This isn't exactly Reds baseball, but we are back from commercial.
Somebody saying, shut this thing off.
Well, they're either saying, giving us song suggestions or...
Who's that?
Greg McClure.
Greg.
Him and Calvin, they ain't got a brain in their head, one of them. But we do got somebody listening anyway.
Hey, yep.
Yeah. They're not too proud of us, but
yeah,
it's all
there
right.
There you go, Bobby. That's where that kid hit me baseball. Turned my whole leg purple.
Are you kidding me right now?
It's classic.
How long ago was that?
You got hit in the shin and your ankle's purple.
Oh, yeah. Just all the blood went down my ankle.
How long ago was that? That was a while.
A couple weeks ago.
2 months.
Jeez.
Still all swelled up. I'd say I'm a blood clot away.
Yeah.
It's history. Yeah.
This is your last show.
My last show.
Yeah. Went down to Columbus for the weekend and went to state tournaments, watched the center. Oh, we had a great time. And
Varsity Club Pizza.
Varsity Club Pizza.
Ooh, that's big.
See, my wife don't like all the big chunks of meat.
Oh, I like that.
You can't. Neil, you have Varsity Club Pizza guy?
I haven't had Varsity Club Pizza for a long time. I don't like the big chunks of meat, but it's okay. I don't hate it, but I'd rather have it smaller pieces and all over the place.
Good boy. I'm a fan. I like
the way the Bowling Alley does it.
You like Bowling Alley Pizza?
Love it.
Bowling Alley got the best pizza in town?
I almost never eat anybody else's. I almost never eat theirs, except on Friday on the buffet. So
the buffet?
Yep.
You don't eat it now?
I had some today because we bought one went Monday night.
But you didn't have it on Friday. Lent.
Anchovies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
You cannot.
I can.
Even if you're not Catholic, you can't have meat on Friday.
But they got cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza?
Got veggie pizza.
Ooh.
Veggie pizza is stupid.
It is crazy.
But you can have pizza. I like almost all the veggies.
No. Mm-hmm. They don't sell two.
I don't care. They don't need to sell two. They put one out there, and I eat some of it, and I'm happy. I don't care if they sell any.
They got good fish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's mm-hmm. really good. You know, it's fish fry fish. It's you know. Mm-hmm. They get it, bread it, throw it in the
Friday night, fry. Sam got Toby's carryout fish.
How's that?
She says great.
Was good.
Yeah.
Good. Is it fish fry fish or like
I don't
fish,
know. I don't
stick
know.
Fish, which isn't bad. There's some really good, just commercially. By the box of frozen,
how already would you like stuff. To know how much fish IGA goes through?
Well, but the first week with Ash Wednesday,
yep,
and Friday, they said they went through 1,000 pounds. That's a lot.
1,000 pounds of fish.
1,000 pounds of fish.
Let's say I go up there and eat that fish, and I love it. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you I got to poop before I get 15 minutes max in
she
my body.
Through you?
Huh. I don't understand why it does that. If I'm clogged up.
I don't have any problem with that.
Fish.
Eat some fish.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem
Swims with
that. Swims right through. Yep. Damnedest thing I ever seen. Yep. And I love their fish.
Good fish.
But don't like me. We had VFW fish.
Did you?
Last Friday. Not last.
Done that this year.
Pretty good? Really good?
I thought some of it was a little too bready.
Yeah.
You know?
They still do the beer batter?
Yep.
Oh, they do batter instead of...
They do
of,
both.
They used to do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had, what else they have with it? Mac and cheese, big...
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese.
Yeah, they have a bunch of good stuff with theirs.
We think we might do Wendelin.
Somebody said Wendelin's really good. Somebody said...
Ivo.
Somebody said...
Yeah, I've
Flothia.
Really?
Oh, so that's really good. That.
I've... Yakko and some of those guys like to go to Wendelin, so I get there some, and it's good.
Yeah,
That's the
now, are you the going lines to the bar? Or are you going to the?
We're going to the Sportsman's Club.
Sportsman's Club.
Is that where you guys go?
Sportsman's Club.
Wendelin Sports Club.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's where Ivo. He was.
Oh yeah, he's
big. He's a big worker.
Oh, huge. Ivo
yep.
does it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, the VFW has baked beans, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, fruit, and more, and coffee's included.
Loaded
for what?
For VFW, their VFW fish fry.
Fish.
They got all that stuff.
Coffee.
Well, coffee. Free drink.
Coffee.
Okay, you can have water.
Nobody has fish and coffee.
A lot of people drink coffee
a lot
at
of people
meals.
Like coffee.
A lot of
Seriously?
People drink. Yes,
oh, yeah.
A lot of people drink coffee at meals.
No,
and it's free. So if you want something else, you can buy it. Except water, they won't give you a bottle of water. They'll give you a glass of water.
My nose is clogged up.
We don't care.
Me too.
I care. I'm sorry.
No, you don't care, Neil.
I wish I cared.
You got all kinds of medicines.
Yep.
Yep. This is a sick group we've had this year.
We have been down, ain't
it's
we?
Been
yeah. It's because we're old.
I think we're getting old.
No, because old and young people have had what I have.
No, Neil.
And I think
we're getting old.
Just us. Put on an exhibition last week and get sick.
Yeah.
That one day there was 50 kids out of school.
Really?
That's what they said.
Wow. Ooh,
jeez. Ken Feely will be home in about 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Oh, see, that ain't good, man. That is not going to end well for us. Yeah, there's nothing good about that. So opening day tomorrow, Fee, and
yep.
And the Reds posted their lineup, and Matt Kemp is not in, and I owe Toby Metzger an apology because
that's unbelievable.
I guaranteed him that, and he said Wilker's going to get 500 at bats, and guess what?
He's behind, huh?
He's starting. So
starting lineup.
Yeah, it'll be. I don't know, man. I'm fired up. I think it's going to be fun.
It'll be a fun year, hopefully.
Well, I hope it's fun for more than 3 weeks, like it has been the last couple of years.
Yeah, I know. I and just talking about that fish.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're supposed to have to eat it before it does anything to you.
I was just talking about it.
He's thinking about it.
Hey, who's Linda Leslie Gartrell? Daily Standard.
Oh, yeah. That's
Daily
it.
Daily Standard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the local, the Daily Standard person that reports for Fort Kirby.
Does oh,
most,
really?
Most of the Fort Kirby stuff, yeah.
Head article in the Standard the other day was Parkway Schools Shoot a Turkey Buzzer.
Yeah. That's the headline.
They were pooping on the field or something?
Yeah, the football field.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Why is that the lead story of the Standard?
Because the next day was all the drug busts, but that hadn't come out yet.
Had a big drug bust, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Good.
Get them off the streets.
What a tell.
Yep.
Jeff Gray doing a great job.
Attaboy, Jeff.
Well, I don't know. According to Mr. Razavir, he's in on it, and there's whoever the big drug people are in Mercer County, he's getting kickbacks from them.
Big kickbacks.
So
Jeff's
so
in on the drug cartel.
Oh yeah. He and most of the commissioners, I think.
Well, that's a bad idea.
They're only arresting the small fry, so the big guys don't get
the big guys.
I don't. Which reminds me, about I think it was the end of last month, was Jeff Razavir's court deal.
Oh, yeah?
That finally happened, and I never heard the first thing about that.
I think it was canceled.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
I read on county cover up that they postponed it.
Okay.
Rush, rush.
That's why I didn't hear anything about it, so I was keep meaning to text Sheriff Gray and see what happened with that. But So that's why I didn't even see anything in the paper, because it didn't happen. Okay, that makes sense. I thought maybe they were covering it up, like Jeff said,
yeah.
Like Razorbeer says. Covered it all up.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
You gotta get him on here.
I asked him one time, and we were working on it, and then he went on and researched and saw Bill's picture, and he's out. Yes. As soon as he saw Bill's picture,
he said, it
appears that Bill Stogler is one of your announcers, and I will not be on. Oh man, I really wanted to have him on because I just thought he might.
It would be neat to listen to.
It would.
I mean,
where you could actually ask him a question.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, because he's got his whole thing prepared, and he's got this looks like a big studio and all that stuff, which it isn't. But and it looks like he's talking to the crowd of reporters, and there's the only person there is his people, and he's got his and his notes and all that. Yeah. And that's all okay, and it looks good, but you know. He's
kind of like here.
Yeah. Don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah.
There ain't really anything there.
No, that's right. Girls softball team 1-1 starting out. I talked to Brenna. Brenna took a foul tip off her wrist.
Ooh, that hurt.
And she didn't play yesterday.
Is that right?
She batted. And you know, when you lose your catcher,
you gotta have her.
Yeah. I think that I mean, I'm not, I don't know, but it got beat 4-3 in 8 innings. And
yeah, that's
bad. Anzonia is, you know, down south, they play softball.
Yeah,
pretty
good. They're very good softball players in the CCC.
So they play again Saturday. I think there's next game. It might be Friday. Now that I think about it, they might play Friday and Saturday. The girls softball team. And
I don't
and they're 1-1, and the track team. Have we heard anything from the track yet?
No.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Greg LaFever will keep us updated on all that, I'm sure. So.
Yep, I got some junior high results, but I didn't get anything. Yeah. Has Barb sent you any of the track stuff?
I have not got anything.
Okay, I got some, and she asked me about your email address. So she's probably going to send you most of everything of the updates and stuff. So
that'd be good. Cause I like to, perfect. I like to retweet that stuff and get out there.
Yep. Love so it looks like, this was girls results, New Bremen 88, Fort Recovery 31.
This was high school.
This is junior high. Junior Allison high, okay. Fulling junior Camp high. Second. Natalie Brunswick first in the 400 meter. Megan Diller first in the 800. Natalie Brunswick and first in the 1600. Sophie Pearson, Mara Pearson, Audra Bupp, and Allison Fulling Camp first in the 4x200. Boys results, Ross Pearson first in the 200 meter. Paul Homan first in the 200 hurdles. Bo Tin first in the Bo shot 10? Put and second in the discus. So,
Bo Tin, big boy.
Yep. He's a big, strong kid.
He's going to be a big kid.
And I think he's probably one of those kids that's extremely coachable. So his technique's just going to get better and better.
Yep.
So strong and coachable is probably a really good combination for maybe next year, but years to come, he might be at the state too with the fast people.
Bo Tin, what a great name!
That is a great name.
What's your name? Bo Tin.
Bo Tin, tackle. Bo Tin.
Yeah, Bo Tin gonna be a good one. Yep. I agree.
I think he's gonna be good at a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
strong kid.
I'm with you, bud.
Yep.
Anything else, Fee?
I got nothing.
We'll get out early tonight.
What else are we gonna talk about with the Reds? Nothing.
Opening day tomorrow, 4:30. Yep. It all starts on I turn WLW up right away in the morning.
They're early, ain't it?
I love listening because they do highlights, and I just freaking get goosebumps. And
morning will be Bob and Tom.
Yeah, Bob and Tom be on in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bob and Tom's there every opening day.
They'll be there, too.
Yeah, it'll be good. So the Reds open up tomorrow at 4:30 on Fox Sports.
Anybody play today?
I was thinking it was 4:10. No. I guess it doesn't matter.
Is it 4:10?
I think so.
Good.
But if you're going to be watching.
Your Reds were the first. They were number one. They always played first.
Always. And then Sparky got one of them where they got to play the same day. And then two or three years later, they were actually playing at the same time as the Reds.
Yeah.
And then now, then they started doing the Sunday night game before the opening day and this and this and this. And it's really gotten diluted down to not being.
I'm looking up the weather forecast. Uh-oh, I got sneeze first.
There you go.
Yeah, my Red schedule, compliments of PG Jellison from WPGW Radio, says 4:10 against Pittsburgh.
PM showers tomorrow. What's the deal?
Whoa, we don't want that.
Where'd that happen at? I thought it was supposed to be.
That's from
57, though.
That's from about State Route 36 north. South of 36, there's not going to be rain tomorrow.
70% of chance of rain on Friday, 100% Saturday.
Ugh.
Yep. Ooh, next week we're in. Place Monday, sunny, 48. Tuesday, partly cloudy, 52. Wednesday.
How about a schedule?
Thursday?
I haven't seen the pocket schedule.
We're playing baseball next week.
It looks good.
Yeah next, next week it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So there's no Monday, Tuesday, never Wednesday. But
unless we get Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Makeup game.
Yeah, absolutely. We might do something there. So that might could be a Monday, Tuesday, but right now Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at Parkway on Thursday, home against Houston on Friday, at Franklin Monroe. I think it's just one game on Saturday at 11.
Yes.
So
at Franklin Monroe.
Yep.
At
Franklin Monroe
on a Saturday.
Runner. Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, it's a Saturday. Plenty of time.
I'm in.
Yep. I like it.
Sounds good.
They'll probably be open.
I think so, too. We will be on the air tomorrow for Fort Recovery Indian Baseball.
Yep.
Yes. Make sure you join in, Indian Baseball. Greenville, or if you can't make it out to the old, we'd rather you get out to the Diamonds.
And do what a lot of people do, go to the game and then later on listen to it in archives.
That's exactly
people
right.
People do that all the time.
We will be back next Wednesday night, and we're going to try to get Hal McCoy on. So
that'll be pretty good.
Try to get Hal and get him his preseason stuff on it.
Yeah, he'll have a week's worth of actually seeing the Reds, and that'll be really good.
They can't see; he's blind.
Well, okay.
He thinks about him.
Well, he ain't blind. He's like Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder ain't blind.
He can see a little bit.
Hal's not completely blind.
Neither Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
They got a video of Stevie Wonder catching a mic.
I can catch popcorn without looking when I'm dropping out of my mouth. I just reach down. I know where it's going. I just reach down and grab it.
No, sense.
I'm saying Stevie Wonder can do that.
Stevie Wonder, musical genius.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The world. He's a musical genius.
He is pretty good.
We'll be back next Wednesday night, folks.
Yes, sir.
Bubba and Fee on Fort Recovery Radio.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.